Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Now.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
First. Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
.118 here on Zolak and Bertrand from Apex in Marlboro. Day one of the NCAA tournament. We're down here. We got all the games on. People filling the place up. 617-779-0985. Okay, you've heard from Mookie Betts. You heard his comments yesterday. What should Mookie Betts do? What should the Red Sox do? That's the more important question. What should they do? And right now, if I'm the Red Sox, I'm offering him $400 million. The Red Sox offered him $8 and $200 reportedly a year ago. Mookie Betts has confirmed that there were discussions and there were two sides that were disagreeing with one another. Obviously, if they agreed, they would have signed a contract. They offered him $8 and $200 a year ago, which means they've already decided Mookie Betts is a guy that they want in their long-term plans. They don't offer a guy $200 million because they don't think he can play. Or they don't think he's going to continue to be the MVP caliber player that he was a year ago. They don't do that. They don't just make that offer. They know what he is, and they know what he's probably going to continue to be. So if they have made that call that they want him, this should not be a player that they say, we want him, but only at our price. Mm-hmm. He's too good of a player for that. He's too good, too talented.
Too good.
And too important to let walk over money. So if you're the Red Sox, right now, this is what you have to do. You've got to put a real big boy offer on the table. You've got to get into that $400 million range. And I say that as shocking as that sounds.
Yeah, I mean, it's gun to the head.
I say it for this reason. If he's worth $400 now, because he's not exactly Mike Trout, if I had to pick between the two, I'd pick Mike Trout. That's not a slight on Mookie Betts. Right. Mookie Betts is wonderful. But if you got to pick between the two, you pick Betts, and if you're – no, sorry. I meant to say, if you got to pick between the two, I'd pick Trout.
Okay.
So he's worth a little bit less than Trout. The market right now is 426 and change for Trout. So let's say the market for Mookie is four.
Yeah.
In terms of total value of the deal, okay? What do you think that's going to be in 2 years? If Mookie Betts has two more years, like his last 2 years –
it's going to go through the roof.
He's going to be worth more than the money that Mike Trout got. And so you've only cost yourself, the longer you wait if you're the Red Sox, the more you pay. And you've already sent the signal that you think he's this player and will continue to be this player. So you can't really use that as your excuse to not offer him the big kind of money that he's deserving of. You want to keep him or not? And here's the thing.
Oh, you have to keep
it. You know
New York's going to keep Judge. Yes, they already got Stanton.
You offer him that type of money.
You have no superstar if you don't keep him.
You offer him that money, and you get the reaction. You see what the reaction. If the reaction is, oh, okay, now we're talking. Let's sit down and hammer it out. Then good. You've done your job. If you get this reaction of, no, I'm waiting for free agency, then I think you've got to start to think, maybe we won't be able to keep him. Maybe he walks. Maybe he doesn't walk. Maybe he's saying, no, I just think I'm going to be worth more. I'll be worth more money in 2 years, and I'm fine betting on myself. And it's not because I want to leave here. But once you open it up to other teams, and I know there might only be half a dozen teams that would be truly interested in spending that type of money, I don't know. Do you want to watch that happen? Or do you want to get ahead of it and say, well, Mookie's a risk we can't take because we don't want to reserve those funds and allocate that money to Mookie Betts when in the meantime, you know, we've decided to let other players walk. And soon you've got Chris Sale coming up and you've got Xander Bogaerts coming up. So you can't just look at Mookie Betts' deal in a vacuum, which means you put a real offer down for once, John Henry. I'm not putting this on Dave Dombrowski.
How many years has Bogaerts been here?
He came up in 13.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a guy's opinion. I think you could even say, okay, if you're going to have to pay, you know, you pay Betts, I think you got to pay for pitching. I'd be more inclined to let a guy like Bogaerts walk if you're really going to pinch pennies. Not pinch pennies, if you know what I'm saying, but if you're going to still max out and be one of the top teams that spend maybe one or two or three each and every year, but you got to make certain choices because you're going to have Benintendi down the road too. I'd let Bogaerts walk and then sign Betts to that type of contract you mentioned and freaking load up your pitching. Yeah, and you got to pitch to win.
Well, I truly think that the Betts question, the Bogaerts question is, do you want to sign Sale or Bogaerts?
Sale.
And for me, it's Bogaerts.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Sale?
Give me pitching every day.
Yeah, Sale's arm is going to fall off one of these years. Bogaerts is an everyday guy who shows up and plays every day. I mean, durability. I know that he's faded in the second half at times. But
yeah, I get it. He's already got 6 young.
Bogaerts is the real deal, man.
See, that's the problem, too.
Shortstop another guy, who can hit.
It's another guy that played shortstop for the Red Sox, played at a young age, and has consistently done it and plays in the market. What, do you want to go and get a guy who's look at some of the shortstops they brought in over the years that just blew up in their face? You know, look at Renteria,
everyday
look at Lugo.
Player, I'm signing Bogaerts over Sale. But here's the thing. But if you don't think you're going to be able to keep Betts, well, then you look at a Bogaerts Sale differently and say, well, we can keep both. We're going to pay both of these guys. I just think there are decisions to be made with money and budget over the next 2 years that you'd like to get some understanding of where Mookie's at. And if you get a negative reaction, if you're throwing four bills on the table and you're getting I'm waiting for free agency. Well, then now you're running a risk. You're running the risk that he gets to free agency and he leaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a risk you want to take, which is why you might consider trading the player. He's worth a ton. He's worth a lot. You might consider moving him, which would suck.
That would kill. That type of move kills a fan base.
It's really killer. Does. Universally liked
if
player.
You think there's any attachment. I'm talking remember Pedroia in the early years? That guy hung the moon. Like, you couldn't live without talking about Pedroia. Betts is now that times 10, where Pedroia's way down on the backside. I'm not trying to take a shot at Pedroia, but I'm saying, who is your most recognizable player that every kid talks about and wants to be? Now, it used to be Petey. Now it's Betts. Can't let a guy like that walk out. Yeah, you're the freaking Red Sox. I mean, you've won it how many times since the turn? I mean, come on. You pay every year. So you got to keep that kind of guy. You can't nickel and dime that guy. Nickel and dime a third catcher. Yeah, keep it closer by committee. You don't need a $30 million closer. Go pay that guy.
617-779-0985. Ted's in Providence on the Celtics today. Hi, Ted.
Ted.
Hello, this is Ken. I don't know.
Oh, Ken.
Got the wrong... Ken,
sorry,
yeah,
the,
all right.
The wrong...
Yeah, no,
okay.
The Celtics have got to get Baines healthy for the playoffs because without him, they're too small up front. They got small centers. You know, they got nobody over 6'8 at playing center. You know, Baines is a legitimate 6'10, 6'11 with sneakers, and nobody can push him around. Nobody. He's an excellent rim protector, and he hits the boards. They're the best. They're their best team with him on the floor defensively, and, you know, they've got to have him or they're not going to get out of the East. No way.
Yeah, I think you're right about just in terms of defensively. They looked lost without him at times when he was out. Not last night. I'm talking about when he was hurt previously.
Right.
They looked rudderless defensively at times. They looked exposed in the middle of the floor. I'm just going to cling to what Danny Ainge sort of expressed on TNR today, is that it could be more day-to-day than week-to-week. And if that's the case, then they dodged a massive bullet.
Try to see that maybe he got an MRI after it,
right?
Or early one. Maybe he had better results back.
Yeah. They thought it was worse with the initial diagnosis right then and there on the spot last night. Maybe they got an MRI done last night and it wasn't as bad as it looked. Wasn't as bad as initially thought, because you say grade two, you think could be something bad. Could be a couple months.
Grade two, significant
could
stuff
be,
in
could
there.
Could be a month or two. right?
Tweak it, sprain it, day to day, that's different. That's one.
How's Yale hanging in there? Oh, not so much. 45-29, Yale down.
Exactly 74 points in the first half, too.
Oh, right.
Right on the number.
Is that the number?
It was the number, 74.
When it's right on the number, does it push or does it, you know, do you go over or do you lose?
Push.
Push.
Minnesota making it rain. They're up 46-38 on Louisville.
Yeah, old guys got loose. Took them a while.
Old guys.
Get the flex all out. Put the heat pads on.
Ben Gay.
These guys had hair on their chest in sixth grade. Hairy suckers.
New Mexico State game's coming up at 1:30. I know that was another one of the picks there.
Yeah.
Yale, Nevada, New Mexico State, I believe.
Just three random teams.
I think
Yale, Nevada, and New Mexico State.
Yeah, New Mexico State, Auburn. It's 12:05 coming up at 1:30. Do you remember the days when you could only watch one channel for this tournament?
Yeah, it was on. It was like CBS and. Everything else was on, like, tape delay, right? They would, like, you would know the results, but they would play them, I thought.
And they would go, it would, like, whip around game to game.
Oh, man.
It was like Red Zone. It was like Red Zone channel.
Yeah, it was Red Zone, but it was the only broadcast of it, unless you had a team.
You only got the East region. We only got the damn East region. I remember this vividly.
Unless you had a team that was in it.
Because
if you had a team locally, they'd give you the whole
game. This was when Maryland was hot. But I was living up here, and Maryland was, like, you know, it was the Joe Smith days. And when the hell did they win it? Like, 11 years ago?
Stevie Francis?
Yeah, Steve Francis and those guys. And who's the white dude that shot the lights out? Flat top. Tall, skinny white kid. Point guard. Damn it.
From who?
From Maryland. More like 25, I think.
I don't remember.
I know who you're talking about. I'll look the name up.
Oh, man. He hit threes from 8 feet behind the arc. Man, this dude let it rain. He played in the league. Played in the league for a couple years.
I need to get a Golden Gophers roster up
here. His name's Steve. What the hell is his name? Oh, it's killing me. But every time I wanted to watch Maryland, I would have to watch crap games because it was the local East region I got. And they always do look-ins when Maryland was like the number one or number two seed.
Steve Blake.
I knew it. Thank you.
Number 25, like you said.
Number 25.
Blake. Number three, Jordan Murphy.
I remember Steve at 25.
Juwan Dixon, too. Juwan Dixon's
this guy. You see this guy, number three?
Yeah.
How old do you think he looks?
44.
He's 22.
He looks like Brandon Bolden.
He's 22. When you see him close, up close, though, he's got a young face.
Richie, come on. You're supposed to remember that stuff.
But for
Jesus.
Richie would be the pet gerbil. Not a gerbil. Hamster.
Gerbil.
It's a hamster.
I'm going to go gerbil.
It's a hamster. The pet hamster that we've got here today.
It's soft.
At Apex. It is. It's nice. It's got beautiful eyes.
He's like, wow, low center of gravity.
You're going to have to move that pretzel off the table. Billy Lanny and I keep looking at the monitor.
I'll bring it back for Billy for tomorrow.
You're either going to have to eat it or get it off the table because it's being wasted there. You can't. You can't leave it there.
All right, we'll move it off.
Toying with this, please.
Open lines, you want to grab one? We got one more segment of calls. That's next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. Bend the wrench. And the towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah, so good job by Dan Alpert and our sales crew. Everybody at 98.5 at the connection with our good friends here from Apex Entertainment. Maybe do some talks and works here, do a show here from every day.
I come here every day.
Every day.
I do it here every day.
John from Vegas is here, as you can tell.
Clearly.
I'm walking this way, and I hear the voice, and it's funny because you never put the body or the person with the voice.
Oh, you've never seen him.
I've never met him in person.
Oh, right. You weren't at Pucks and Paddles.
Of course I know the Pucks and Paddles story. So he drove all the way out here to see us and to get the sign up.
Who's it signed by?
Everybody on
Krug?
Here? Yep, Krug. A lot of the Bruins.
I see.
Wow.
Krejci?
Yep.
I see. I'm trying to look or see who else I
see. That's the Brusque, yeah.
Got a few.
It's a brother Charlie.
Got a few on there.
Yeah.
Old guy from Minnesota's got cramps in the sidelines. Getting stretched out.
Murphy?
Kim's probably drinking liquor.
David Pastrnak, bottom right. They got some good signatures on there.
I know.
On the Sarge Sucks sign. Oh, yeah. Murphy's
we don't endorse that. It's rude language. Sarge is our friend.
How was he yesterday? Good?
Oh, he was real good. How was he, Jim? How was Sarge yesterday?
Did you defer to him on your opening take? Like, defer to Sarge to lead the takes of the day?
I was talking to Jim in a way. Let's just go to him and see what's on his mind. Like, anything, you know, because he's so worried about just headline. And bam.
We have a clip from Sarge yesterday if you want to hear it.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? If people want a picture, I will gladly, I'll gladly take a picture with the championship belt.
Whose belt?
Mine.
Your own belt.
I own it. Yeah. Like,
what kind of events do you do?
What's Chauncey?
Dumbfounded.
What kind of events do you do?
Chauncey's like, people actually bring you in their house for birthdays? And I'm like, oh, yeah. See, Chauncey thought it's a whole wrestling angle. I'm like, nah, Sarge does. Sarge does a lot of stuff, PA stuff.
Does he?
Like DJs.
Like birthday
bar
parties?
Bar mitzvahs, weddings. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
We've got to look into doing that. Yeah, look at the market for our services.
Telling you. Dennis has got all the music. He could Dennis does DJing on the side.
We'll cut you in like 20%.
He's in. He's Mr. Computer, too. I don't have to set anything up. Right, Dennis? 20%. I just show up. I'm the talent. You plug it in.
Jim raised a really good question during the break. You weren't here.
What's that?
But do you think the sports vulture Adam Jones is negative about Northeastern the way he is everything else? Like, I wouldn't say negative. Critical. That he's critical of Northeastern?
Should be.
Because he's apparently there today with a Northeastern shirt and hat on.
Oh, what a hack.
Is that true, Hardy? Hardy, you have eyes on him?
Oh, he's got the...
I'm here. What?
Oh,
what?
Hey,
what's your question?
He's got the hoodie and hat, the flat brim.
I got a hat, I got a hoodie, I got a t-shirt on underneath. I'll leave it to your imagination if there's anything on under the pants. We'll
okay. Yeah. Well, you got the Northeastern underoos on. Yes. All right, so you're a proud Northeastern alum.
He slipped on a Northeastern condom for the day.
Yeah.
You're rooting for Northeastern today.
Yeah.
Are you as critical of Northeastern as you are everything else?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes.
But you root for them. I mean, I'm just going to... Don't let me put words in your mouth.
You see their loss 4 years ago against Notre Dame was brutal.
It doesn't feel like you root for other teams that you talk about here on the radio station. Like you have a rooting interest in...
Well, shit, he went to school there.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well,
I don't sound like a Celtics fan. What are you talking about?
I don't sound
like a Patriots fan?
Right. So no. I understand your constant criticism.
Yeah.
But how does that work with a team that you actually root for?
Well, we'll find out when the game gets going today. I guess
we'll find out.
Like, yeah, I mean, let's see how they do. If they get blown out, it won't sound pretty. If they lose like they did to Notre Dame 4 years ago, it won't sound pretty. So, yeah, I don't know.
All right.
What's good. Are you critical of UMass, Beetle?
Yeah, I was critical of them today.
No, you ripped them today.
I've upset the fan base. I've upset some people.
I mean, they're not bad as Boston College, but, you know.
But
well,
Beetle also...
I said that the head coach should stop talking about his time as Billy Donovan's ball boy. And that apparently hasn't gone over so well.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, I mean, and then you know what else I get now?
What?
Well, why don't you talk about UMass hockey being number one in the country? Great. I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
Great story. Terrific success.
Who cares about college hockey compared to college basketball, honestly?
Like, give me a break, though. Exactly. Yeah. That's my point.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's awesome. Hey,
it's great.
Might even get over to a game this weekend at the Garden.
I just found out 5 years ago there's a bean pot and what it's called and what it's for.
I mean, I'm definitely.
And I used to go. I used to go and drink at it when I was a kid.
Northeastern's won two of those in a row.
I'm definitely happy about the fact that UMass hockey is doing really well. They've had a great year. They're a great story.
Yeah, Northeastern winning the Beanpot ruined their whole thing. Once they won back to back, I'm like, all right, chill out, guys.
Yeah, chill out. It's enough of that.
Yeah, they had won since the '80s. They kind of had like a loser's identity.
Yeah, you can't compare the NCAA tournament in basketball to a good year in hockey.
Correct.
I mean, you could go to the...
Of course not.
Frozen Four in hockey. People are like, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's nice. It's just not the same. It just isn't.
You know what we got to do before the end of the show? You saw Brody's here, so my kid's
here.
He's over there. He's on the other side playing something.
He's behind you.
He is?
He's bowling.
Oh, okay. We got to get him and George, the former intern, next to each other and measure. See which one's bigger.
Measurables?
Your boy have school today, though.
Half day.
Oh.
Massachusetts, half day Tuesday, half day today, and... teachers and service day tomorrow. So they're off tomorrow.
You said Massachusetts.
Statewide? That's not true, the whole state.
Well, I read them, whatever.
Yeah, you're particular school district.
Yeah, it's been a tough week for them. Yeah.
New England! Everyone's off tomorrow.
That's convenient with the NCAA tournament these two days.
Isn't it? Teachers are into it, too. John's in the car. John, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello? Jesus.
Okay. We'll try Marvin in Lincoln. Marvin.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'm a big Red Sox fan and a big Betts fan. And they offered him $200 million for 10 years. And what if they offered him $275 or $300 million? Maybe he would have gone for it. But what if he injures himself in the next 2 years? What if he breaks his back, crashes into the wall, or takes his knee out? He's done.
Which is why he should take a deal if they offer him something.
He gets paid anyway. He gets paid anyway.
I mean, how does he get paid?
Well, they're insured by it, but yeah, he still gets his money.
He'll still get paid.
Well, his new contract is the end of 2020.
Right.
What if he gets hurt this year or during 2020? He's not.
You're a Pedroia fan? You're a Pedroia fan?
What if he doesn't? Yeah, what if he just continues to play great?
You got the little leader going through it right now. You're watching it.
The dirtiest player in the world, Machado, did the dirtiest thing and took Pedroia out. Should have been thrown out of the league for it. He's a dirty player, but that's another story.
Anyway. Pedroia didn't. He's kind of with Machado in that. Remember the stuff with Farrell?
Well, he gave them a hometown decision, a hometown thing, too. I'm not going to let
Pedroia. Marvin, if the argument is that a guy can get hurt, then you shouldn't sign anybody. Then sign no one.
But A-Rod at the end.
Yeah, no. Listen, there's definitely.
How about Ellsbury? Hey, Ellsbury.
That's fine. That's fine. You can say that all you want.
Remember when you thought $142 million was a lot of money? Ellsbury had that. Now we're talking $400 million for Betts.
I mean, but that deal's been a
disaster.
But
no, there's your point. It's like, what's it going to be like in 2 years? What's it going to be like in 4 years? Do it now, then. You're right.
Mookie Betts is 26 years old. He's not old. Tell your kid to quiet down over there, huh? Quiet down a little bit. Today's takeaways are coming up next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, if Zoe was here, he would tell us about Awaken 180. Being the proud sponsor of today's takeaways.
I just got Richie all signed up. He went down for his first consultation. He went to the Littleton spot right here off Point Plaza on 495. So Richie's all fired up, a little heavy in the middle.
Good boy, Richie.
We'll get that trim. It'll be Trim Richie in 2 weeks. Awaken 180 Weight Loss, official weight loss program of myself, Steve DiFilippo of Davio's, Kyle Draper, Sarge, Mike Sarge Riley. And, of course, the Boston Red Sox, who we've been talking a lot about today. So check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, a few things to get to here in today's takeaways. We had Blair in Maine call today. We've been playing this clip. So if you didn't hear it the first time, you don't know why we're playing it. Here's Blair in Maine's call today, and we'll have more on this in a minute. Yes, do we want to talk to Blair in Maine?
He did call the afternoon show yesterday.
All right, Blair, what do you have?
What do you got?
On the NCAA tournament?
I got Yale, Nevada, and New Mexico State.
Those are his three picks.
Thank God I didn't play any of them.
That's his bracket.
Yale currently is down 17.
His pick's not going so hot.
New Mexico State's tied 19-19 with Auburn.
Okay, well, he's got that working for him. LSU up 48-31 on Yale. This is not the first time he's done this. Jim reminded us of this, and we have the audio to prove it. This is last year, Blair in Maine.
You know what? We do have a March Madness call here. Blair in Maine. Go ahead, Blair.
Hey, what's going on? So here's the teams that I have. They might not win. I have Houston.
Are you going to do your bracket, Blair?
What are you calling
bracket,
for? What are you doing?
Worry.
I don't understand what you're calling
for.
Yeah,
I don't understand this either. What?
Okay. So I want Houston beating San Diego State tonight.
Where's
I want
McElroy?
Houston beating San Diego State, freaking Rhode happy. Island winning, and then I want Arizona winning the whole thing pretty much.
You know, I want the Patriots to win 13 games next year.
I want. Yeah. What do you
I want a
want
hamburger. I want a cheeseburger.
I want
a hot dog.
Too. But I 50 don't
bucks
have it right
kid
now.
Picks his
I want
all
to
right.
be over there drinking a beer with you guys, but I'm not doing that either.
All right. Oh, come all right. on, Blair.
I wasn't here for that.
You're an a-hole.
So I didn't remember it.
Mr. I'm going to the, that was you.
I was in Vegas.
You were at the NCAA in Vegas.
Yep.
Yep.
That's where I was. Weather wasn't great out there that week either.
Ah, wah, 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 wah.
It's better when you can drink outside and watch the games.
Blair.
It was more of an indoor party last year.
Yeah,
time.
Freezing, huh?
Yeah, it was cold out there this time last year.
I got like global warming.
What's our last one, Jim? I forget
Jim,
already.
What do we got?
You're talking about your friend there that's sitting next to you.
Oh, Richie.
Oh, Richie, of course.
There will be nights when I'm playing, but I'm taking that game off. So, it could mean that, or it could mean I'm just not playing that night.
Hardy, can you see this gerbil? Can you see the gerbil?
Oh, yes.
Zoe's bracket on
tough
right
to
now.
Miss. Yeah.
This is what Zoe's going to spend his day doing.
Are we sure it's a gerbil?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure it is.
You see the size of that freaking tiger back there?
Zoe loves it here because of the toys.
No, I just said it's just great. This place is great. It really is. They did a fantastic job. Food's phenomenal here. I will put this in my pocket for Billy Laney. Actually spoke with them. They said that.
Yeah, he would like you to bring that back.
Give you one that's uncooked yet. Take it, you put it in the oven for so and so. Billy can eat it.
Oh.
Oh.
That's how accommodating and nice these people are here.
See if you can get two.
Hardy's like, I gotta get one for my house.
Hardy, take that home.
That looks like dinner. That looks like dinner for the kids tonight.
I will say the one that we did have that was for consumption was excellent.
Yeah, because it's a big pretzel. Of course it was.
But it's very soft.
Yeah.
Oh, it came with a great array of dipping options.
It's a honey mustard.
Really nice honey mustard.
It's a honey
really
mustard nice. With a tad of horseradish.
Oh, mustard seed with the little mustard seed in there. Really is nice.
Yeah.
Really was they? And they also had a cheese dip.
As you
can
tell,
this
thing's not over salted. You know, sometimes you get these at the fair or you get them at a game, and you have so much salt on them, you gotta, tap it off.
Sure,
this thing's still soft. Feel it,
Richie. Feel it.
I mean, you can still eat this.
And we are sure that the stuffed animal behind Richie is a tiger now. You called it a lion.
Correct.
On several occasions today.
Big cat.
It is a big cat, but it is, in fact, a tiger.
Cat family.
Because of the stripes.
Yeah, you can't change a tiger stripes.
Right. Okay. That's how you can remember it.
And the sign's no longer.
Yeah, what happened to the sign?
I would have requested to take it down.
Oh. From who?
Or someone said, please take the sign now.
Oh, we in trouble?
No, not at all.
Oh. Okay.
That's all.
All right, then. Sign is gone. Richie is not. You taking him home?
No. There's so many stuffed animals. Take them for your kids.
No.
You guys could do that wrestling. But now you got four of them.
Oh, God. That's the last thing we need. Enough violence.
You could play beat the hell out of Richie at night. Put him on one side of the room. Line your kids up.
Kid came through a little while ago and beat the bag out of the tiger.
Sure did.
I don't know if you caught that.
That bear, watch that tiger's not real.
Did you see that, Hardy?
No. I missed that. Just so you know, there's been a very lively in-studio conversation going on for the last 40 minutes back here in Dorchester.
About?
Billy Laney, me, Adam Jones, Big Jim Murray is in here. Tim McCone has been in here longer than any of them. He has not said a word. The dude is officially starting to wear me out. I've known Tim McCone since before he worked here, when he was just a contestant in the Sports Hub American Idol search. So I think I've known Tim McCone longer than anyone. The fact that he could sit in this room for 45 minutes and not say a word, it's something past creepy. He's plotting. I don't know what's going on with this kid, but he's in for Murray today, and it's Murray and Jones co-hosting the afternoon show.
All right, Murray, Jones. I'm hoping that Northeastern gives Jones reasons to yell during the show. That's my hope for today.
Yeah.
I think
that between 4 and 6, he's got stuff to yell about, good or bad.
Well, Big Jim, I think, is already on board with rooting against the other team. Is that right?
Yeah, it's the only thing I care about in the tournament. Whatever
I agree with you. I want to see Jones miserable.
No, I think that's
Beetle, it's my rule is whatever you're rooting for, that's what I'm rooting against. If I'm in a bar and they're all fans of fill in the blank, that's what I'm rooting against.
Well, other than your team, don't you? This is the joy of the tournament. You want to see teams lose.
Yeah, I just want to see everyone upset.
I'm more excited to see Michigan lose than I am to see Michigan State win. Mm. That will bring me more joy. Because no,
and I didn't think Jones cared about anything, and here he is dressed like I'm normally dressed, like a complete mook.
I am mooked out. That is true. But yeah, I you know, we'll see. I'll try not to yell too much.
Hey, and also quick shout out to the Tower Dogs. They listen to our show, the Sports Hub, the entire day. They said the Tower Dogs are the guys that go up and climb all the cell towers and take care of business up there and make sure everything's working right. They're over here with their brackets and stuff. They're drinking, they're hammered, they're ready to go.
Well, don't go up the tower now. No more towers for the day. Stay off the towers the rest of the day.
Stay off them towers.
Stay off them towers.
Towers, Case.
Hey, thanks again to Apex. Appreciate all the hospitality here today. We had a great time at Apex Entertainment.
Oh, it's the best
place. You're watching any of the games this weekend, this is the place you should do it.
Yep.
Great spot. Apex Entertainment, Marlboro, right off at 495, 24B. Nice.
Say bye, Richie.
Bye, Richie. See you guys tomorrow at 10.
Bye.
What does grade two mean, Zoe? What's grade two in your mind?
Grade two's not good. Grade two's between a one and a three.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, once again from the
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.